Chapter 11. Join the Attention Resistance. Practices. 1. Practice 1. Remove social media from your phone. Something big happened to Facebook in 2012. They began showing advertisements on users' phones. By October, 14% of the money Facebook made from advertisements came from cell phones. Then it grew. A lot. By 2017, it was 88% and it is still growing. Other social media companies had similar results to Facebook. What this growth shows is that it is much easier for smartphones to capture people's attention than laptops or desktop computers. Because you always have your phone with you, you can always check your apps. There is another problem. As more people began to look at social media on their phones, the companies invented ways of making people spend more time on them and getting more of their attention. Things like swiping down to refresh an app or showing new posts with bright red buttons are examples of these inventions. All of this shows that if you are going to use social media, it should not be on your smartphone. This is because it will take too much of your time and attention. So, for this practice, you should remove all social media from your phone. You do not have to stop using social media. You just need to stop using it on your phone. Doing this is a good example of digital minimalism. When you stop looking at social media all the time, it is no longer a way to fill the free time in your life. Because you can still use it on your desktop computer or laptop, you can limit your social media to things that are really important for your life. In other words, you can decide how you use it. I first suggested this practice in 2016. The results were interesting. Some people found that after they had removed social media apps from their phones, they completely stopped using social media. Even the small difficulty of having to use social media on a computer and not on a phone was enough to stop them. Other people still used social media, but much less than before. They only used social media for special reasons, and they spent much less time on it. For example, some of these users checked Facebook only once or twice a week instead of many times in one day. Practice 2. Create single-purpose laptops, computers, and phones. In 2008, Fred Stutzman was a graduate student at the University of North Carolina. He was writing about how social media helped people with life changes, such as going to university for the first time. While he was working on his laptop, he found that he was distracted by the internet. He decided to start writing at a coffee shop near where he lived. That went well until the building next to the coffee shop got Wi-Fi. Then Stutzman created a tool to block the internet on his laptop. He called this tool Freedom. He posted it online, and lots of people started using it. He realized it was a good idea and decided to stop studying and start working on Freedom instead. In the following years, Freedom was improved in different ways. Instead of blocking the whole internet, you can now choose the websites that you want to block. And you can create schedules to start this blocking at a time you decide. It also works on computers, phones, and tablets. Freedom has many users, and the company says that Freedom users get an extra 2.5 hours of useful time a day. Some experts have argued that it is strange to decide to limit some of the things that a computer has been designed to do. To understand why this is wrong, we need to look at the history of personal computers. The first personal computers arrived in the early 1980s. The main idea then was that the same computer could do lots of different things. An early advertisement showed a store owner who used his computer to check his sales in the store during the week and then to manage his family money with his wife during the weekend. If a computer lets you do different things, why would you want to limit it? The answer is that the first personal computer was not designed to do different things at the same time. When you try to use all the things a computer can do at the same time, you get distracted. And this is what helps the social media companies to make money. So if you want to join the attention resistance, you need to follow Fred Stutzman's example. You need to make your laptops, computers, and phones single purpose, which means that you only do one thing at a time. You do not have to remove or block everything forever, but you should use tools like Freedom to control when and for how long you visit websites or apps, which have been created by companies which make money from your attention. I am not talking about only blocking websites when you are working on a big project which needs a lot of your attention. Instead, you should block websites for most of the time, and only visit them at times which you have scheduled. For example, if you do not need social media for your work, you should create a schedule which blocks these websites and apps completely, apart from a few hours in the evening. If you do need a social media tool for work, for example, Twitter, decide on a few periods of time during the day when you can check it. At other times, you should block it. This might seem hard at first, but it will make you think more carefully about how you use your computer. Practice 3. Use social media like a professional. Jennifer Greigel is a social media professional. This does not mean a person who is good at using social media. Instead, it is someone whose job it is to get the most value they can from social media for the company they work for. Jennifer first worked for a company and now teaches other social media professionals how to do this job. Professionals use social media in a different way from most people. They try to get value from social media for both their working and personal lives. But they do not want to be distracted by it while they are working. That is why, in this section, I am going to describe Jennifer's social media habits. You do not have to copy what Jennifer does exactly, but Jennifer's example can help you learn ways of using social media in a more professional way. A good way to start is to explain what Jennifer does not do on social media. Jennifer does not think that social media is a good way to find entertainment. Like many people today, Jennifer Greigel uses the words they, their, theirs, them, themselves instead of male or female words like he, his, himself, or she, her, herself. They do use Instagram to follow a small number of groups whose activities they are interested in. Jennifer is able to read all the posts since they last looked at Instagram in just a few minutes. Jennifer does not like Instagram stories, which lets people show moments of their own lives. Jennifer thinks it is like a bad TV program and does not add any value. Jennifer uses Facebook much less than normal users. They say that it is only for close friends and relatives. In the early years, I used to accept friend requests from anyone, they explained. But now they believe that it is not a good thing to be connected to so many people for so much time. Jennifer tries to limit themselves to the Dunbar number of 150. This is the highest number of people a human can successfully stay in contact with. Jennifer does not communicate with their coworkers on Facebook. They would rather see them in their office or speak after work. Instead, Jennifer looks at Facebook once every 4 days to see what their close friends and relatives are doing. And that is all. The average user spends 35 minutes a day on Facebook. Jennifer normally spends just an hour a week on it. Nowadays, Jennifer focuses on Twitter. This is because a lot of important people tweet. This means you can find new ideas quickly. You can also be seen by people who are useful for you to contact for your work. Jennifer has often emailed people who they first saw on Twitter. Jennifer realizes that there are a lot of ways that social media can distract you. Because of this, They have two different Twitter accounts, one for their work and one for music. Jennifer played in a band for many years. With each account, they think carefully about who they are going to follow. Twitter is a good way of finding out about news and ideas. Sometimes, Jennifer uses a tool called TweetDeck to help with this. TweetDeck helps you to search for different subjects on Twitter. You can ask it to show you only tweets about subjects which have at least 50 likes or retweets. Tools like this help you to decide which tweets are worth looking at. Jennifer believes that there are benefits and dangers in social media. Professionals like Jennifer do not use social media for entertainment, as this would take too much of their time and attention. Instead, they use them as a way of supporting their work. In other words, they use social media, but they do not allow social media to use them. It is a good example to follow. The next chapter has two more practices for you to try.